iRadio's Game Changers
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Cumashu Naman with a television license fee.
Mona McSharry, thank you so much for joining us on Game Changer today. You are a two-time Olympian, you recently won a bronze medal, and most importantly, you are such a role model for so many in Irish sports. And can I just ask, where did this all start? As a child, why did you get into swimming in the first place?
Growing up around the sea and the water, and even before I could swim, I was in the water. And then it kind of just became like, well, she has to learn how to swim just for safety purposes. And I just kind of fell in love with it after that. And it became something where I just kind of put all my energy and competitive tendencies all went into that, and they kind of fed into each other. And I think I just fell in love with it that way.
I can imagine in those early days, things must have been tough though, becoming an athlete like that. Like, were there challenges, especially early on? Maybe I imagine you were working very long hours and things like that at swimming.
Yeah, I think the long hours weren't as bad for me, just because it kind of like, although now if you say, you know, 9 swim sessions a week or 20 plus hours at this sport, you're thinking that's a lot, but it's been such a slow progression of like 1 or 2 hours added a year that doesn't really, you kind of get to the amount of hours I'm doing now and it's like, oh, well, this feels normal. This feels like my life. But I think the hardest thing for me when I was younger was definitely maybe declining or saying no to certain events or, you know, discos or things that all teenagers and young adults want to do. And knowing that, you know, I'd have to get up for morning practice or that I just wouldn't, that wouldn't be the best choice for swimming. And then also, you know, not being able to have a job because it's hard to find a job where, you know, someone is going to be okay with the amount of hours that I have to commit to swimming. So I think those were probably the hardest things to try and deal with when I was younger.
Fast forward to now though, one Olympic bronze medal later. I mean, what did it feel like to achieve something so incredibly rare and come home with a medal from the Olympics?
It was honestly unbelievable. Although I like had been preparing for it mentally and like that's what I had been training for. So I think it, just the fact that it actually happened, you know, like I believed I could do it, but then when it actually happens, it's just kind of like hard to let it sink in for a little bit, but it was just unbelievable. I mean, the hard work is worth it regardless, but when you're able to come away with something like that, that you've been training for and like setting your mind to for so long, I think it's just, it's so exciting. And I mean, yeah, it's a pretty elite group to be a part of, you know, like Irish medalists at the Olympics. And I'm honored that I get to join that group.
We were all absolutely glued to our screens when you won that bronze medal. What was it like getting onto the podium and getting your bronze medal?
It was just crazy. I can't even explain it. I've never felt like that before. Like I've been on a podium for Ireland before, but I think this one just meant a lot more, knowing that all the other steps were kind of on a journey to this moment. And it that's kind of when it started to set in, is when I was standing on the podium and they were raising all the flags and playing the South African anthem. Like it just, at that point it started to become real, and it was so cool and nice to have so many Irish flags kind of waving in the stands too. I think that was pretty cool. So just something I'm never going to forget. Like I'm going to be playing that back in my mind for many years to come.
Speaking of the Olympics, right, if swimming wasn't your Olympic sport or sport that you had chosen, what sport would you like to compete in?
I love gymnastics. I wouldn't be very good at it, but I just think what they do is so impressive and it's so fun to watch. And so I think I would love to be in that sport. I know it's grueling and there's so many hours. I mean, every sport is hard, but I think if that's the first one that comes to mind, gymnastics.
If there is a young girl sitting at home today or a young child in general that's thinking about starting swimming, can you tell them exactly why they should start the sport? I suppose any sport in general, but specifically in your case, swimming.
I think start swimming because it's such an amazing skill to have, even just for safety and for enjoyment. But then also, I mean, this goes for any sport, but I'll just say it for swimming. Like the amount of opportunities that you can gain. I know that I'm like at the top level, but even before that, you know, the friends that you make, the places you get to travel, the possibly the college you might get to go to, all these opportunities that the doors are kind of opened when you start a sport and commit yourself to something like that. And I think it's really shaped me as a person. I've gained some really great skills from being an athlete. And I think it's so great for your mental and physical health. And so there's really just an endless supply. But I think at the top of it, just something that you can be passionate about and put your love into and make loads of friends that enjoy something similar to you is really the most important thing.
iRadio's Game Change Heard
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Commissioned Naman with a television license fee.